Editor's note. The following story has been updated from its original version. The Sudbury Wolves are being investigated by the Ontario Hockey League over allegations a bounty was placed on an opposing player from the Barrie Colts, according to a report from Sportnet's Jeff Merrick. The story says the issue began at a January 18 game between the Colts and the Wolves. Merrick writes that Colts defender Kayshawn Aitchison hit Sudbury forward Nathan Villeneuve with a hard body check. Although the hit was legal, Merrick stated, and no penalty was called, the check didn't sit well with Wolves defenseman Nolan Collins, who fought Aitchison later in the same game. 3 days later, when the two teams met again, Barrie didn't dress Aitchison for the game, Merrick reports. The game sheet from January 21, a 6-3 Wolves victory in Sudbury, confirms Aitchison was not in the lineup. According to those sources, word reached the Colts about the possibility of a bounty being placed on Aitchison, so the organization made a decision not to play him, Merrick writes. He also reported that the league told him the incident was being investigated, but wouldn't comment. Village Media has reached out to the Wolves for comment, but so far our message has not been returned. Merrick said neither the Colts nor the Wolves would comment on his story. When reached by text message by Barrie today on Wednesday afternoon, Colts head coach and general manager Marty Williamson said he could not comment while the league investigation is ongoing. OHL fans will have a chance to see the Colts and Wolves in action at Sudbury Community Arena on Wednesday, February 28. The two teams also meet on Saturday, March 16 at Sadlin Arena, and again up in Sudbury on Friday, March 22 in the penultimate game of the regular season schedule. The Wolves, 3-2-1-6-3-3, sit first in the Eastern Conference, while the Colts, 2-1-2-8-3-0, are in eighth place.